G'day, patrons. Welcome to our little pre-roll.
Something different. Something that we haven't done before. We've basically just cut and pasted a whole bunch of previously deemed unusable audio that we thought we could throw together and have a week off from a patron episode.
Now, I feel like this sort of stuff would be interesting for you guys. You're awesome patrons, and maybe you get a little bit more of into the psyche of Daniel and Dean with a couple of our off-the-mic convos.
Don't build it up too much, mate.
It's really not. It's just generally the stuff you hear on the show that's not really movie-related.
There is a reason this stuff has been cut.
So we've got a couple of clips here from previous weeks of Dean and I just shooting the shit, having a chat.
And it goes back all the way about a year ago as well. There's some clips from as well.
Yeah, we have a clip that we pulled out of the Pod v Pod, the original one, where I think it was Paul had some technical difficulties. So we're just having a chat for about 15 minutes of all different things with Sam and Billy. And there's also a couple of clips from a little while ago with our Pod v Pod against Justin and Brad from the Cinema Guys, where we had a couple of breaks in between the games, and mostly Dean and Justin were having some conversations. So hopefully you can enjoy this, guys.
Yeah, have fun, guys.
Well, that was the end of my conversation. Well,
surely you got something else.
No, nothing I want to say in... we're not doing any trailers this week. Nothing of note. They're all random nonsense shit that's
I actually saw a trailer.
Hang on, I'm going to sneeze. Don't you hate that? You can feel the sneeze coming and just doesn't...
Yeah, You got to get it out.
Yeah.
That's my motto. No, I saw a trailer because I got stuck. So I've been to the movies I don't know, two or three times this week. I got to the movies late again.
Two or three times? What else did you go see?
Twice?
Oh, yeah. Underwater and Just Mercy.
Yeah.
You got there late again. Yeah, standard.
So I got there 5 minutes late for Just Mercy, walked in and missed the first 2 minutes or something. But with Underwater, I get in there and they're like, can you turn the lights on in Cinema One, please?
Why would you want the lights on?
Because it was off.
That'd be awesome. Just a pitch black. It would work perfect for Underwater.
There was nothing on.
You get
on.
The feeling like you're...
There was nothing on.
You get the feeling like you're totally underwater.
So I'm sitting there by myself, which was fine. And I get all the trailers, which I would normally miss. So I got a Quiet Place 2 trailer.
Oh, the long version one?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was the little teaser and then the big one.
I got a long one.
The one with Cillian Murphy in it?
Yep.
Yep, cool.
Surely John Krasinski's in this movie.
If they're going back to day one, he has to be there.
And he's directing. It's not like he's unavailable. Yeah. He's right fucking there behind the camera.
So, hey, John, you want to jump in the scene? No. I've got to be looking at the camera. Thank you very much.
No way.
When they showed day one, it's like, yeah, Krasinski's got to be back.
For sure he's back.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited to see it, though, I must say.
Would you put it on your anticipated list now you've seen the trailer?
Do you remember what my fifth was?
Mulan?
Nah, I'd rather see Mulan.
Yeah, right. Did you say you saw other trailers?
I saw Birds of Prey.
Yeah, we've already spoken about all these ones. Birds of Prey looks shit.
Looks so shit.
We'll be doing the episode on it, but I'm not going to be keen for it.
I read that they're doing something which makes it sound like it's actually the studio's very confident with the movie performing well and being well received.
How? I don't understand it.
I don't either.
It doesn't look like... It looks like it's super colourful, like it's some sort of dumb kids film, but then it's not going
violent?
To be.
Is it violent?
Of course it's going to be violent.
I don't know. And Brit watched the trailer and she's like, is Jared Leto in it? And I was like, I'm pretty sure he's done as Joker.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
No one likes Jared Leto as Joker. He's out.
I don't know. I'm just not keen for this at all.
See, even the audio looks heaps better. Because you could just look at my audio and there was that echo above it.
Yeah, like it was a little spacey at the top.
Yeah.
We're going to do footsies again, are we?
Little Kevin's face.
Footsies. Spacey did some footsies. That looks really low.
Well, it's because I wasn't talking into the mic. What was that movie where they one person goes, and the other one goes, and they make a dial tone?
What?
They do it on the phone. It's a thing.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's maybe they're on drugs.
Maybe you're on drugs.
Unlikely, but it's definitely a thing.
All right, then.
Let's try it. So I'll do the, because I assume you can't. And you...
Yeah, what's up?
Point taken. And you go,
Sound like you'd be better at that. It sounds ridiculous.
I'm telling you, maybe it's... Have you seen me, Earl and the Dying Girl?
Yeah, I saw it. You made me watch it.
It's not in that?
I don't remember.
Perks of Being a Wallflower? I feel like it's something like that.
One of those. I don't know. I can't remember.
How's this, right? Because some people at work obviously know I do a podcast on movies, right? So I often get people coming up to me wanting to talk to me about movies. Today was something special, though.
Oh, boy.
She comes up to me. She goes, you seen Norbit?
What?
And I was like, Really? She's like, yeah, Norbert, have you seen it? Don't tell me that's the one movie you haven't seen. I was like, no, I haven't seen it. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, it's generally regarded as one of the worst movies of all time. She's like, what? It's hilarious. The jokes are awesome. Can I be a guest on your podcast? I was like, just stop, please.
You're
that's
done. Enough.
You're done already.
Enough of that. I had two thefts today at work.
Really?
Yeah, first
time. Did they finally catch you, did they?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. No, this guy, this morning, he pockets a bottle of wine and-
As you do?
Yeah.
Deep pockets?
Puts it in his leather
jacket. Not deep enough to buy it.
Leather jacket. Well, it's like a $2.50 bottle of wine.
Wow.
Yeah, he doesn't even go for the good stuff. He goes for the cheapo shit.
$2.50.
Yeah, puts it in his leather jacket, but takes the more expensive one to go pay. And he's like, oh, sorry, I forgot my wallet and walks out.
I'm accidentally paying for the wrong one.
The guy who's serving is like, I think that was sus. So he goes, yeah, check the camera. So there he is, stuffing a wine bottle in his pocket. Like, all right, we know what he looks like for next
time. Is
that
a wine bottle in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
Yep. So he comes back. He thinks he thought.
Oh
he got,
my god!
Yeah, thought he got away with it. Comes back a couple of hours later.
Idiot.
Yeah. Walks in. We're like, all right. He does it again. Goes to grab the wine bottle. We're like, you've got it right there. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I put it away. I said, yeah, and you'll put it away and you'll get the fuck out and don't come back. So, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. What a twat. Next guy grabs a bottle of gin, sticks it down his pants.
Nice.
Grabs a cheap bottle of wine, pays for it, like you know the way you would do it if you're going to steal. And the cashier's like, I think there's something in your pocket there.
That's ballsy.
And he's like, Jesus. And he's like, no, I don't. No. And he just walks out.
So yeah. What can you say to that?
So she alerts us.
Yeah. Like, what do you do?
I come running out because the three bells
go off. To the rescue.
So I come running out. I'm like, oh my God, this is the second time today. I haven't had any since I've started this store.
Yeah.
Come running out. Here he is running out in the car park, out to his car, gets in his car and hoons off. I'm like, yeah, right, license plate, call the cops, get the footage. Yeah. They'll take care of it.
Nice.
For fuck's sake, knock it off.
They're shocking.
They are.
Can't help themselves. Yeah, I work in a really nice area, so I don't really have that problem.
I did used to work in a nice area. Now I work in your town.
Now you're in the slums. Did you see the missus the other day?
I did. She walked in. She said I think she said something like, Dean doesn't want to come here. Like, what? Oh, he doesn't want to come and shop in my new store.
I don't know why. Because she told me she said that. I was like, I don't know why. Like, I was actually about to go and she was like, oh, do you want me to do all the shopping? I was like, yeah, because I got to fucking edit. I was I've got to edit the podcast. I said, you should have told him he can't come because he's editing the podcast. It would have made Hendo really happy.
Lift yours up a bit.
Turn it on,
yeah?
Mate,
no.
Your mic is so low.
Like, look at it. It's not even on.
It's better. How about that?
That looks a bit better. There we go.
So you saw the new car?
Yes, I did see the new car.
Don't bother asking me what make or model or brand.
You don't know what make or model
I think
model
it's a
it
Honda.
Is. A Honda. Yeah, you always were known for your muscle cars.
That's right. No, it's a sports car, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
It needs that second tier petrol. You know, not the regular one, but the next step up.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, I got that for cheap as shit, mate.
Still, you're going to have paid the difference off soon enough with petrol.
I think I'll be fine.
So what do you need? Like the 95?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you know I'm going to be on So I Married a Movie Geek coming up for their 2006 fantasy movie draft.
Yeah, I got the very excited text from you.
You don't know who I'm up against, do you?
No, who are you up against?
Duty. Yeah.
Nice. Shaken, not nerd.
Jay Ledbetter. He won the bloody whole 80s thing. He's the 80s champ.
Ah, well, it's a good thing you're not doing 80s.
Very good, isn't it? Yeah, so I figured, well, you want to give me a quick hand here? I've got a list of 2006 films. I might get your input here.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a bunch that's there. This is a good year, by the way. I legit.
You think so?
I mean, look at my big
it's four. It's very top heavy.
Pan's Labyrinth, The Departed, The Prestige, Casino Royale, Children of Men. Those are the five that I'm like, if I was to win.
Oh, Borat? Surely Borat, mate.
Borat's got to be out there. But what would you go with first? Do you go The Departed?
The Departed for sure.
Yeah.
It's not even a question.
All right.
If you go first, you have to go Departed, even though you are a big, you know, Bond aficionado.
Yeah.
You can't. You cannot go Casino Royale 1.
Because there's a... I'm not too sure how they're going to do it. But
and I wouldn't even take Pan's Labyrinth in the first round.
No. I'm not taking Pan's Labyrinth till, you know, later on in the round.
I think the first four should be Departed.
Well, it's four rounds, not six. Not
yeah,
five,
I know.
Like
I know.
To. Yeah.
I think that it should be The Departed, The Prestige, Casino Royale, Children of Men. I think that has to be 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, I've listened to these things and I'm always shocked at some of these picks. So,
yeah.
I'd be surprised if they are the first four.
I think Duty's going to do some weird picks. Jake's probably all over it, but I definitely think the Departed needs to be the first one. But I'm curious, is the Departed such a massive number one compared to the other ones, where if I was to win the opportunity to pick the order of the draft?
Yes, go one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I really...
Do you think everyone else is going to pick the Departed as well? Because if I go second, I get to pick round two first, like earlier, yeah, before...
I know how the snake draft works. I think if you get an option to pick, go one and take the Departed.
Yeah.
You can't risk getting Casino Royale against the Departed because you're already starting behind. And honestly, you say it's a great year. I kind of disagree. Like, I'm looking at the rest of the list and it gets really thin really quickly.
You look at popularity. You got Borat, The Devil Wears Prada.
You're not picking The Devil Wears Prada.
I will pick it. For a popularity vote, I will.
You won't.
I will.
Like 300? Eh.
Nah, 300 shit.
Blood Diamond? Eh. Inside Man? Not enough people have seen it.
Tokyo Drift, hey?
That's what I mean. Like, you're already throwing out a movie like Tokyo Drift.
It's clearly joking.
It's not a good year. It's top heavy and then you're fucked. What are you going to put on there? The Holiday?
And even MI3 isn't that...
MI3 will get picked.
Yeah, but it's not like a big steal of a movie.
No. Like, Little Miss Sunshine will get chosen. There's no way that'll fly. Yeah,
that's an... I'll probably say a late round two pick, probably.
This is England.
Don't think that's don't think that's big enough to be picked.
Like, I don't know. Like, we're looking at the list here. What else are you thinking?
Oh, Talladega Nights, for sure. That is like, people pick that over like Anchorman sometimes. That's how much people love that movie.
I haven't even seen it.
Neither have I, but people love that movie. I don't care. People love that movie.
Are you going to say you've seen it?
No.
Yes, you
I won't this time.
Yes, you
in the 83
will.
Draft, I said how many I've seen every film I picked. I don't think I saw a single. Maybe one of them I saw. Yes, even looking further down the list, there is just fuck all.
Southland Tales.
Notes
on a Scandal's good. But again, no one's seen them. These aren't movies that will win you a vote. Cashback, a really good movie.
This is the letterbox list ranked off of our film popularity.
Black Snake Moan. Ooh.
Nah, I'm not. I'm clearly not picking any of these. I think I stick to the first page, preferably the top two lines.
I mean, would you pick Night at the Museum? I don't think that's a bad pick.
Yeah, I might.
Looking at the year.
High School Musical? You fucking hate that one, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, have you seen it?
Nah.
Yeah, exactly. So, don't comment. Babel? Click? You take Click over Babel, surely.
Oh, for sure.
Click's good.
Some people think it's not.
People are morons.
No, well, you know, thanks for your input. Departed for number one for sure.
Oh,
if I end up not going first,
yeah,
what would be your order? Casino Royale next? I think it has to be.
Sure.
I know for a fact Duty will pick Casino Royale first.
Then Prestige, then Children of Men.
Yeah. And I think in the second round, you got to snag up Borat, Little Miss Sunshine, The Devil Wears Prada, and then maybe Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people have seen Pan's Labyrinth. And like, this is going out to Twitter.
What about third round? You're throwing in, say, Night of the Museum, Click, Mission Impossible 3. What about Marie Antoinette? I haven't seen it.
It's not good. No? And I don't think anyone regards it as being good.
What about Blood Diamond or The Pursuit of Happiness?
I would probably take Blood Diamond over The Pursuit of Happiness.
Okay. And then when we head into the fourth round.
300.
We're Inside Man.
I just don't think people have seen it. I think 300 should be taken.
Oh, Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights, probably second round.
Second round?
I'd take that over MI3.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Geez, where do you go from there?
I mean, here's the thing. People are going to pick weird ones.
Yeah, you never know.
Like, your top 12 you pick will not get picked.
My first pick is Ice Age 2, The Meltdown. We're like, thank you for bowing out of the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? But yeah, I think we've got a decent flow of what choices I'm going to have.
Yeah, I think so. I think I've basically done it for you.
Oh, why don't you be on the fucking show then?
Didn't get invited, did I?
Just before we continue recording, I just got to go check on my kids.
Yell at the kids. Yes.
Yeah, I got to go yell at my dog. She was barking. Wow. I don't know if you heard her.
I don't have to yell at anyone. I can just hang out.
All right, so I'll be right back too.
Great. Now you guys are going to give me like a super hard one because that one, I thought that one was super hard. When I read it, I was like, I don't know that one.
Which one? The animated one?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I would have never guessed Guardians of Gahool.
I think that's a point.
I feel like that's too hard.
I think we're not meant to get it.
We hosted this Comic-Con here in Cincinnati, and one of our things was to do a bunch of like comic book and Star Wars trivia. So I had like an easy list if there were children, and then I had what I thought was like a hard list for like ridiculous people, and then a medium list. Yeah. And so anyways, we were at, and it was like all these comic book Star Wars nerds, and they're dressed up in all their stuff, and we were giving them the easiest questions, and they were like blank. They had no idea. Like one of them was.
So they're poses.
Yeah, one of them was, what was Uncle Owen's profession on Tatooine? Would you have gotten that?
Farmer?
Yeah, but moisture farmer. You at least got more than they. I thought that was like an easy one. I was like, okay, the nerds will really know this. And they were like,
did you say moisture farmer?
Yeah, he's a moisture farmer.
What do you mean moisture farmer?
I don't know. I guess they raise water and give it to the other desert people.
They raise water?
I mean, like you do something in the
sounds
desert.
Sounds like a trick question. I'm with the crowd here.
No, you like... You like raise. I mean, I don't know what it means. I just know that they said it a lot. Like, oh, he's a moisture farmer. And I guess they maybe they had like those plastic thing, the piece of plastic in the hole, and it made water, and then they collected it. You know, if you were all, ever.
Nah.
Anyways,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I feel like you should know these things. Aren't you like in the desert?
We're not in the desert.
We're right. We're like a couple of minutes away from the beach.
Aww. Yeah, we're beach town.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you guys
so
surf?
They wouldn't know what moisture farming was.
Do you guys surf?
No. No.
Oh.
No, not in the slightest. We surf the web.
Oh. Great answer. All right.
Much cooler.
I come up with the awesome jokes on the show.
Yeah.
Before
we start the next round.
The beers are great.
Before we start the next one, I have to go let the dog out. She's barking at the door.
Cool.
Did you guys watch The Watchmen?
No,
not yet.
Oh, my gosh.
I was too busy watching his Dark Materials.
You made the wrong choice. It's so good.
I'll use this opportunity to get a drink.
It's so good.
But I'm a book reader of his Dark Materials.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
I already go in with a level of love for
it. So that's why I love the books. I read all the books, and that's why I found the show a little boring, I guess. I only watched the first two episodes, and I really have meant to go back, but I just... Because I did like the books a lot. I found that I didn't think it was exciting enough. I guess I thought the books were more exciting.
I mean, in fairness, the start of Northern Lights is pretty boring.
Yeah, right. That's fun. Hey, what do you do when you're not podcasting?
You mean for work?
Yeah.
I manage a supermarket.
What supermarket? Is it like a big chain or like an independent one?
It's an independent one.
Ooh.
But it's a big independent one.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, I do a lot. So I started last year, about a year ago, doing full-time illustration. So like children's books,
wow.
Comic books, anything I can really do. Sometimes it's...
You don't do movie posters, do you?
Well, do you know who Greg Sestero is?
Yes.
So I just was a production artist on his film, his newest film.
Wow.
And that started because I did a movie poster for him. And then he called me to be the production artist, and they flew me out to Arizona to film with them. It was kind of cool.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's really cool, isn't it? And that was all from our podcast. We met him through our podcast.
Wow.
So that was my...
I can't believe Hendo is missing all this.
Yeah. I started with a movie poster with him. So I mainly do my biggest money makers through Etsy. It's like custom-made comic book posters, like... People do custom comic stuff, but I kind of, but so I do that, but I also work at a place called Starfire, and we do community building for people with disabilities. And then I also am a pastor of a church, which is a lot of different things, I know, but I do all those things.
Fair enough.
Anyways, it's a huge, big array of things, I know, but don't judge me on them.
No, we're just excited that we finally get to talk to someone who makes film posters.
Yes, or
really,
or a production artist on a film.
Wow, that's awesome.
My goal is to have an IMDb cred once the movie actually. He's going to fly us out to LA to do for the premiere in October, which is kind of
Greg Sestero.
Oh, you're talking about your
nice.
Greg Sestero.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he won't shut up about it.
Yeah, he's Justin's BFF now.
Yeah, we talk.
Did you hear
his lead?
Is he gone?
Did he actually walk out?
Did
he really go?
I'm out, boys, and then nothing.
He's got an answer here.
The man has style. I'll give him that.
Has he actually gone?
He's taken his ball and gone.
He's a man of his word, eh? Oh, we just got a message. Oh, my God.
Wait. That's just like the most perfect timing if he actually dropped out.
Yeah. Should we do the others of us while we're waiting? Or he's typing. Everything is crashed. I can hear you, but nothing is recording. Shit. That's the most ultimate rage quit I've ever seen.
I don't understand it. Like, I kicked the computer and it just crashed.
Yeah. Through the controller, through the TV screen.
Yeah. There's always that one kid that when they were losing at Mario Kart, they just turned the Nintendo off.
Guilty.
Are you going to leave this in?
Oh.
See if you can. This is funny.
I hope you didn't lose the recording for the last hour.
Oh, why would you even say that?
Oh, don't you dare. Don't put that bad juju out there.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we're supposed to be recording. Oh, shit.
Ah, shut up, Sam.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about our worst ever guest. We actually had someone on who we started speaking and then they, no joke, into it, they were like, oh, wait, am I meant to be recording?
Are you serious?
Oh. Yeah, legit. Like, obviously we won't name names, but we had one of a duo come on, and they weren't like the main person who does everything. The other guy couldn't do it, so he comes on. We start recording, and I introduce him, and he's like, "Wait, am I supposed to be recording?" And we're like, "I don't know if you're joking or not." And he's like, "No, seriously, I'm not recording." We're like, "Well, fucking start recording."
Holy shit.
Then we get to the...
even before that, just before we started recording, he's like, wait, am I supposed to have questions? And we're like, what the fuck? Are you kidding?
So we had to wait for him to come back with questions. The first question is, who played Hans Gruber in Die Hard?
Looking at each other like, oh, Jesus. And then we recorded everything with him. 2 minutes later, he's like, oh, yeah, it crashed. I've got no audio. We're like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Yeah. Like,
blessing in disguise.
What did you guys do? Did you guys, like, scrap the episode? Or?
Yeah,
just
scrapped it.
We just did one between us, didn't we?
No. We were an extra week out, so we had time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lucky. We recorded, me, Stacey, and my mate Spanky, we recorded one in Spanky. It was in, like, the grumpiest mood ever. And we were talking about it last night. He just suicided every single answer for, like, the questions or whatever. We're like, what would your porn parody name be? And he was like, I don't know. What have you got? You're like, okay. And then you'd say it, and then it'd be like, yeah, whatever Stacey said. And then about halfway through, I was like,
Jesus,
bro, do you want to just stop? Like, are you really not enjoying this? And he was like, yeah. And then just walked off.
I was like, wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a monumental tantrum. We later found out that he'd been having girl issues or something, but it was par for the course for him.
All right, what's going on with Paul?
Couple minutes.
Just saving it all and he's coming back, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's all right. It's not like it's 20 past 10 here in New Zealand and I need to go to bed soon. And
you're having fun, Sam. You're having fun.
Oh, I'm having the time of my life. I can't believe where all these answers are coming from. It's funny, we do a local quiz and it's like 8 rounds of just general stuff, but whenever the film and TV round comes, they just hand over the paper to me and everyone just goes and gets another beer and shit. Yeah. Fucking hilarious. They come back and it's like, did you get another 10? It's like, yeah, I got another 10. Yeah, we're good.
Nice. Yeah, we're recording a whole bunch of episodes in advance because Dean's heading away for 2 weeks, so we're trying to smash out a ton of episodes.
Busy week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we got to record our Academy episode, which is the next one. We're doing a full, what are we doing? We're ranking every category, and use that as a challenge for us, and then we're doing a draft on top of it.
Every single nominee
drafting. Yeah, like we did last year, we just do a full draft. We just go through every nominee and put them on our draft, and if they get the win, we get a point.
Holy shit, that sounds intense, man. That's awesome.
And I think, later on in the week, we're recording our top 20 films of 2018.
Yeah.
And, for the patrons, we're doing a full, we're doing everything, like from, what am I at, 156 down to 21.
Are you 156?
Yeah, 156.
Jesus. I think I'm 112, or thereabouts.
Yeah, nice.
I think when we record that, I'll have watched Burning and I might get to Mirai and then that's it.
Yeah. You should watch Burning. Have you guys seen Burning?
No, I don't think I have.
It's a, what is it, Korean?
Yeah, Korean film.
Korean film, yeah. It's got the Glenn from Walking Dead in it.
Oh, right.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I was going to wait for your reaction. Oh, you no, guys say that.
Yeah, what did I give it? I gave it, what did I give it? 3.5. So it's, some people are fucking raving about it.
Yeah.
But it's good. Like, it's definitely good, but it's, it didn't blow me over in it. Although there is some... nice Korean titties, if they're into that. they did blow me over a little.
Oh, you sold it to me, man. I'm in. Done. I'm going to start watching it now while you're
downloading
talking.
It now.
What's your answer, Sam? Boobs. Oh, yeah, I see. Burning. Shit, good reviews.
Yeah.
Oh, that dude from Walking Dead. Oh, of course, Glenn. Yeah, makes sense.
The Korean one.
I completely forgot about him.
The only one who could pass as Korean.
I was waiting to see Rick there, just like, yeah, didn't you guys know him again?
Jeez, I think this is the perfect time to go take a quick piss.
Go for it.
You go ahead.
Hopefully not too hard. I've got to sit next to him.
Yeah, I'll be back in a second.
Cool. So where are you off to for 2 weeks?
Just going to Marimbula, which is, I think it's about a 7 or 8 hour drive for us here. So just, it's up near, I don't know. I don't really know where it is, but it's just, you know, oh, we're going, like, it's just, we just want to get away, you know. Just going with a couple of, another mate and his missus and kids, so it'll be, you know, a bit of a family holiday, so we haven't really ever done that, so it should be good.
Yeah, nice.
Actually, no, I lie. We have gone on a short holiday before, and everyone got sick.
Holy shit.
Like, really, really gastro-y just went through. We had 3 couples with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kids.
Yeah.
And at least half got violently ill.
Fuck that noise.
That's rough.
Yeah.
No, it was shit ass. Literally. Any update?
No, he's not there.
Yeah, so he left the chat, so he might be rebooting his computer now. And how's the baby going, Billy?
Yeah, good. Finally got a decent bedtime, so that's good. Still waking through the night and stuff. But, it's going good. She's 5 months old now, so.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Jeez, that was quick.
It just gets easier and easier.
Our first one is... First one's nearly 5. She just started school this week.
Oh, awesome.
So that's adorable. Got her little uniform and stuff. But
yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, he's back in the chat.
Yeah.
Stacey's got a 20-week scan coming up in about a week, so that'll be exciting.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah.
Holy nice. Shit! I didn't even know. Congrats, mate!
Congrats. This is a surprise for you guys. Yeah, not too many people know. We found out what it was. There's like a real early like test you can do. We found out what it is. And
is it definitely a kiwi?
Anyone. Eh?
Is it definitely a kiwi?
Yeah, oh, it's definitely a kiwi. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't conceive
it. That's awesome, man. Congrats.
Yeah. Both, like, it's obviously our first kid sort of thing. Both, like, really excited and shit like that. She's starting to show and all that sort of stuff. So,
yeah. Oh, awesome.
I can't believe 20 weeks already. That's crazy.
Yeah, we found out, it's probably early November. We sort of worked it out. So, and And then, we just started telling people after that sort of thing, a little bit after that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Despite my boss and a couple of my other co-workers furiously trying to talk me out of it, I.
Nah, it's awesome fun. It really is. Like, the newborn phase is tough, but it does get so much better.
Yeah. My firstborn was the worst baby imaginable. I can't believe I ever had a second kid, honestly. My she's almost 9 now, but as a baby would not sleep through the night.
Yeah, ours was like that too. And even during the day, it was like no longer than 25 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Fuck, that'd kill me, man.
Oh, you're gonna learn what tired means real quick. Yeah. but it's all worth it. Sure. Yeah, it's great. It's just, No, that's awesome though.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
Because you guys both have do you guys both have 3 or 4?
I've got 2.
I've got 3.
2, 3, yeah.
Oh, he's back. Very quietly.
Yes.
Hello.
Nice.
There we go. Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah,
better.
Yeah, you don't sound like you're full it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, if you're ready to go, we can... I was going to just about to ask you what your answer was.
I'm glad you remember. Yeah.
I thought it was just hilarious how you... When Paul, you're like, "That's it, I'm out," and then as soon as we asked you the question, you're gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm hitting record again now. Yeah. Oh Jesus, I'm so loud. Hang on. Why am I so loud? I gotta make sure that Skype hasn't done the bullshit fucking auto adjust.
I'm not envious of you editing this, by the way, bro.
So I've done a lot of these Pod V Pods. The Pod V Pod is the part that I edit. Dean edits everything else after convinced him after 30 episodes, you need to fucking do something because I can't do this anymore.
I brought the laughs, all right?
Don't ask me to do more than that. All right, I think I've got it back to a reasonable level.
All right, I'll come in and I'll ask you what you wagered first. Okay.